So we need to see the Sanskrita as it is. And the last teaching is a teaching not of ideas, not of dialectic, not of metaphysic. It's a teaching just using simile, metaphor, using vivid, natural, even beautiful images. And it's a classic Buddhist verse, this. Memorize it. Use it in your meditation. Use it in your life. Then you'll start living in the Diamond Sutra. And actually these reflections, you know, the meditation on them is inexhaustible. But a few pointers. So as stars, it's lovely, isn't it, at night at the moment. Last night was fantastic after the puja, looking up at the stars, you know, in that lovely velvet night. So clear, you know, those lovely sparkling, glowing pinpoints of light. But they're unreachable, ungraspable, ungettable. And all things are like that. No matter how hard you try, you can never grasp them and hold on to them. Not really. Including people, including our very selves. We can't hold on to them. And stars fade. They vanish when the light comes, when the dawn comes. All things are utterly impermanent and ungraspable. Vasubandhu sees a deeper meaning than this. He says, when the sun of prajna shines, all notions, all ideas, all perceptions of how things are vanish like the stars at dawn. As it says in the sutra, perceptions, perceptions, perceptions forsaken and gone. It's interesting, isn't it, that the Buddha gained enlightenment, it said, traditionally meditating on the dawn star. And then, secondly, a fault of vision. The word here is timira. We are so utterly convinced of the reality, the existence, the veracity of our experience. Utterly convinced of the veracity of people, things, states, moods, ourselves. We are so sure of our perspective, our point of view, our vision. But actually, we're like men with a cataract or with an eye disease. We don't see what is actually there. What we see is a hallucination, an image, a projection of our desires, a projection of our fears, of our likes and of our dislikes. Hallucinations are very strange things. Very strange experience with my father not long before he died. His eyesight had gone. It was just very blurred. And one day we were sitting together and he said, what's that baby doing on the floor there? Well, there was no baby in the house. What's that baby doing on the floor there? And I said, what baby is that, Dad? Oh, just on the floor, just over there. And he wasn't frightened, and he was just kind of commenting. He wasn't asleep. He was seeing a baby on the floor. It was quite clear. My dad's a very down-to-earth fellow, you know, but he was seeing a baby. It was very strange. Quite spooky experience. And I actually wondered, you know, you're going to go away and you speculate. I wondered if he was sort of seeing his future, seeing his birth, if you like. It was so vivid and so real to him. And it just passed. And we never talked about it. You know, it just sort of arose and vanished. But for him, it was there. Well, actually, our whole experience is like that, like a hallucination. In the Yogacara, they say that what we suffer from is what we have is abhuta parikalpa, the unreal imagination. That nothing is real, everything is imagined. Everything is a sort of projection of our ignorance and of our desires and so on. And we have to remove that cataract of ignorance and these sort of biases, emotional biases, to see what is actually there. I think the Metta Bhavana is particularly good for this, to remove our kind of, especially our emotional veils, our prejudices and so on, to see what is. Thirdly, a lamp. By a lamp is meant an old, you know, an Indian oil lamp, a wick in a bowl of oil, lighting up the dark in a shallow bowl. a flame, a naked flame, glowing, sometimes flickering in the gloom, flickering in the wind. The flame only lasts as long as the fuel is there. It's contingent, dependent upon the fuel. All things, all beings, our life, ourselves, are utterly dependent on conditions. When the supports and the conditions break down, the flame is extinguished. And the flame is so fragile, you know, just flickering there in the gloom, in the wind. It's so fragile. A gust of wind can snuff it out. Life is so precarious, so insubstantial, easily extinguished. So here we need to meditate on the impermanence of things. We need to light another kind of lamp, the inexhaustible lamp of the Dharma, and light up things as they are for the benefit of all. And fourthly, a mock show. Mock show is a translation of Maya, the magician's illusion. They love this image in The Perfection of Wisdom. The Indian musician, the magician, the Kundra, comes to town, comes to the crossroads near the village, and somehow, incredibly, he conjures up a scene with armies and charging elephants and people cutting each other down. An incredible scene, and the whole audience is just amazed at this extraordinary display, and then it all vanishes. There's just the magician, the conjurer, just there. And they've gone through this whole thing, completely drawn in, but then it all vanishes. We shouldn't push the simile too far and think of, you know, the magician as some sort of creator god or something like that. That's not the point. The simile is really concerned with the unreality of what is produced, or rather the display, the magical display of what's produced. We're convinced of the solidity, the veracity of ourselves, our world and our experiences, inner and outer. But if we examine closely, if we really look, if we look with that eye of appreciation, we won't find a substance. What we'll see is a magical display. The word Maya also has associations with art. And in Buddhism, in Hinduism, Maya is often translated as delusion. It's associated with delusion. But Mahayana don't see it like that. They don't see it like that. They say, well, that's just the way it is. And it's like an art, a magnificent display, which you can enjoy and appreciate, but you don't buy into it. You don't get caught up with it. You sort of play in this, with this wonderful arising and ceasing, which of course is really a no arising at all. And here you're instructed, particularly in the Vajrayana with the visualization practice, you see the deity, the Buddha or Bodhisattva, as like a magician's illusion, as real as possible, completely vivid, powerfully vivid, but luminous, transparent, insubstantial. And after the meditation, you're instructed to see everything like that.